Are you projecting yourself or are you focusing on the truth? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are in the middle of a series called Our Seven Emotions. I want to first of all apologize for last week's post, which seems to cut off at the end. Apologies for that. Hopefully this one will work better. We were going through the different personality traits of the soul. We went through the two primary emotions known as chesed and gevurah. Chesed is connection, love, giving, everything to do with connecting and to outside of us. Gevurah is more withdrawing, withholding, discipline, self-control, and so on. Of course, we explained that both have good and bad. So you can have good chesed, which is love, connection, giving. You can have bad chesed, which is indulgence, connecting to the wrong thing, or misplaced kindness, and so on. Gevurah is the same. Gevurah is sometimes always understood as more sort of a harsh thing, where we reject, or aggression, where it's all about rejecting others. But there's a lot of good gevurah, which is the concept of self-control, self-discipline, loyalty, and so on. Today we come to the third, which is the most beautiful one, called Tiferes. In fact, Tiferes means beauty. And we know that Tiferes, Kabbalistically, is like the middle. Chesed and gevurah is right and left. Tiferes is in the middle. Because what it does, Tiferes has the ability to, when necessary, bring together different aspects. In other words, it sometimes combines chesed and gevurah, which is why it's called harmony sometimes. It harmonizes two things together, but it's also called beauty, because Kabbalah tells us that when you have a garment which has more than one color, multicolored, it's more beautiful. And therefore, this is the concept of the middle midah, tiferet, known as beauty, bringing together the chesed and gevurah. And in the sort of short time that we normally spend here, let me just share with you a simple example. It's a very simplistic example. Obviously, it doesn't apply to all situations, but just to bring out the point of what tiferet actually is. Assuming you're walking down the street and a very hungry homeless person approaches you and asks you for money, and in your head you think you size up the situation and you suspect that if you give that person money, perhaps they will use it for harmful substances which will be detrimental to them. And you kind of want to give them, but you don't want to give them. So the pure chesed person just won't be able to say no and just gives the money anyway. The gevurah person has no problem saying no. The gevurah person just says, no, please, no, thank you, not today, goodbye. What does the tiferes person do? The tiferes person brings together both. The tiferes person looks at the situation and says to the person, chesed and gevurah, says to the person, I want to give you, and I will help you, but not with money. I'm going to hold back the money. Come, let's go across the road to the store and I'll buy you a sandwich. Now, as I said, this is a very simple example, and many people will do this, but it brings out the idea. See, the difference between chesed, gevurah, and tiferes is that most people have a tendency to one or the other. So when we respond with pure chesed or pure gevurah, normally what that's doing is we're responding by projecting ourself. In other words, we are applying our own personality. We're applying who we are. We're projecting our personality. Tiferes, however, gives us the ability to look at not what who we are, but what is the truth of the situation, what is needed, what is the best case scenario, what is the purpose and meaning that I can fulfill now, what's the right thing to do. That's Tiferes, and that comes from a deeper place within ourselves. It becomes from the, comes from the ability to go beyond ourselves and to transcend our personality, our natural personality, and to do what is true and what is right and what is moral. This can be applied to many situations. Parenting is another very good example. Very often parents have a disposition to either very, very, very intense love and flexibility and sometimes permissiveness, or very harshness and discipline. But that's who they are. When a child says something or does something, we need to respond not who we are, but what is the right thing to do. And sometimes it's about a combination. It's about being assertive and setting boundaries, but at the same time showing love all in one. And that's the concept of Tiferet. Interestingly enough, we're doing this session just a few days before Shavuot. Shavuot is when we were given the Torah, And we know that sometimes in Kabbalah, Tiferet is called truth, Emet. So is the Torah. The Torah is called Torah Emet, the Torah of truth. Because what is Torah? Torah gives us the ability to have Tiferet. Torah is that absolute, outside, external moral code and moral compass that gives us that ability to look not at what we want to do, but what is the right thing to do. And then sometimes the right thing is the combination of the Chesed and the Gevura. So that's the idea of Tiferet. But it's a difficult thing sometimes to apply. Sometimes we have to dig a little bit deeper. Let's internalize that and let's reflect on that for a few moments. So in a relaxed position, as we always do, just take a step back. Let go of distractions, close your eyes, and pay attention. Let's begin, as we always do, by paying attention to our breathing. Breathing in and out. Just to focus and become aware, just try and do that for a little bit. Just feel every breath coming in and every breath being exhaled. As we continue paying attention to our breathing, and if your mind is wandering, just bring it gently back. Just breathe a little bit deeper and create the imagery of digging deep within your own soul. Breath is neshima. Breath is the same word as neshama. Dig deeper. Become aware that you have a soul. The soul is a spark of godliness, spark of purity. Try to take deeper breaths and slowly feel the sensation of breathing out. And as you do that, think of going deeper within yourself, beyond your ego, and then letting go of who we are, letting go of our personalities, letting go of our biases. Breathe in, and then just slowly let go. Let go. Let go of our natural personality, whether it's Chesed or Gevura, and focus on truth. Focus on purpose. Meaning and purpose lives deep in our soul. On the superficial part of our neshama, we have different traits that motivate us and inspire us how to respond. Even we respond well, but it's still us, still what we want to do. Think of the depth of your neshama where we can reach tiferet, beauty, harmony, truth. To rise above a natural disposition and focus on what will bring meaning and purpose. Think about that for a few moments. Again, breathing in, thinking of the neshama, thinking of the purity of the soul, where we rise above a natural disposition, bringing tiferet, harmony, combining different traits together. So come back to where you are and try to hold on to this thought for the day. Things happen throughout the day where we are triggered to respond a certain way. And when that happens, let's try and develop a habit to stop, pause, and just think, my response is me. my nature, my personality, but what do I need to be responding with? What is the right thing to do? What is the effective response? What is the true response? Wishing everyone a wonderful day.